put it in a pot with some hot water in it, and you just stir it around like that, and then you put some people, they can put grease in it and stir it. You stir it up like that. You stir it.
Uh-huh.
And then you get on there, and it's stirred up, but it's good.
Well, now, so do you cook it pretty much the way you cook grits?
Just like you cook grits.
Uh-huh.
Just like you cook grits. That's what you call mush. My mom used to like it. You talk about mush. My mom used to love mush and clabber.
Oh, I don't like clabber. My mom
used to eat that. I would say, Mama, you like that? Yes, I like it. She'd eat her clabber and mush.
Do you like clabber?
I like it. I used to like it. I don't like it now. Since, you know, things I liked when I was a child, I don't like them no more.
Yeah, your taste changed.
Yeah, my taste has changed, but I used to like it. And you get clabber with all that cream on it, you know? Mm-hmm. Ooh, it was good, really good.
What do you call a, let me see. Oh, I skipped one. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread you buy in the store.
Call it light bread.
Okay. And would you call it anything different if it was made at home?
That's homemade light bread.
Okay. What do you call a pastry? It's sweet, about that big around, and it's got a hole in the middle.
Cookie. Okay. Some people call them donuts. Okay. Yeah, and donuts with a hole in the middle. You roll them around and build, but they're a good size, ain't they?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's what you call donuts. They're good.
Yeah, they sure are. What do you call round flat cakes that you make with white flour and cook them on a grease skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Batter cakes.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called anything besides batter cakes?
Some people call them fritters.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
That's salted pork.
What do you call the kind of meat that you use when you're cooking turnip greens?
Cooking turnip greens is lots of kind of meat you can cook them. You know, in turnip greens, you can put smoked neck bone in it, and you can put shank meat in it to cook on cooking turnips. And then some people just put white bacon in it. Some like white bacon in theirs, and some like smoked meat in it. But the best thing, what's in it is some kind of smoked meat. Smoked neck bone is good in turnip.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
Pudding.
Okay.
And hog head cheese, you know, you can make it that from hog head.
Okay. Now, is a pudding and hoghead cheese the same thing?
No, ma'am.
Well, now, would you explain them?
Now, hoghead cheese, how you make that? You take and you cook them, the skull part of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it and then you cook it. Then you cut it up fine. Cut it up fine. And you put vinegar in it. And then you let it set a while. And then it gets, you know, cold. Then you can cut it out. Just cut it out, and you call it. Some people call it hog head cheese, and some people call it souse.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, do you remember what your grandmother called it? Do you know which is the older word?
She always called it hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the oldest one of all. You put the tongue, you cut the tongue up and the ears and all like that. You know, you cut it up fine, and then you see the hog head is kind of gluey and the ears too. And when you done cut it up, grind it, and you know, get it cut up good,
mm-hmm.
then you just put your vinegar in it, your black pepper, and then you set it. And then it get cold. Then you can cut it out and just like meat like.
Uh-huh. Well, now what's pudding?
Pudding. You take you boil the liver and the lights together, and then you grind that all up, and the jewel part of the hog, you know, jewel part was fat like, and you can't put so much in because it'd be so greasy, but you put some of that in, and then when it's done, then you grind it all up,